Are we live? This is But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bonilla.
And I got a wacky radio voice. How's it going, Keith?
We gotta come up with wacky radio nicknames then.
Hey everybody, this is But You're Wrong.
Somebody's gotta be like, somebody's gotta have like the animal name.
Oh, yeah. Keith the Animal something, or
Keith, Keith the Animal.
He could just be Keith the Animal. Someone's got to have some sort of a, I don't know.
This is Keith the Tiger, Greg the Italian Stallion, coming at you live.
Keith the Tiger. Keith's real tiger in the sack.
Coming up next, we'll play some prank phone calls and find out what's really going on with Taylor Swift.
We'll also have the employee of the day who picked their own songs.
And then cue the clown horn.
It needs to be a slide flute at some point.
And then we just need a girl to come in and go, oh, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Sally the intern, why don't you come in here and take your top off? Oh, guys, that's not right.
Yeah, we just, as long as you just either add a woman or a minority or a woman minority, you're just, you know, you're all set. You've covered all your bases. Yeah. You'll get all sorts of other listeners, and you're good. And she'll keep us in line, which won't happen. That is never happening.
Yeah.
If anything, we're just going to add more angry white men.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll just talk about weird news articles. But, like, not funny ones. They'll be like, Greg, did you hear about the guy that tried to buy a case of beer with pennies? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. It was all pennies.
15 past 8 in the a.m. Hope your draft's going well. And now we'll go back in the Wayback Machine with Fat Bottom Girls. I was listening to the... I was driving through... I don't remember where the fuck I was driving through, to be honest. I was listening to the radio for the first time. Every once in a while, I'll turn on the radio to see what's going on and how bad it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a classic rock station. And he goes, hey, what's the bike called with two seats? And you hear somebody say something in the background. He goes, no, the ones where they're next to each other. I don't know. But they'd be good for these girls, and then they play Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh.
And I was like,
that is so lame. And what the hell is he talking about, bikes with seats next to each other?
I think he just made up that these were a thing because they would be good for Fat Bottom Girls.
That's not even real. What? Because the other person was probably like, you mean a tandem bike?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that doesn't suit my shitty joke.
He's like, no, for fat chicks, you know?
Why didn't he just use the, like, talk about, like, a bench seat in an old car or something? He had to make something up that didn't exist.
I don't know. Anytime any radio guy talks, I just imagine him sitting there looking just fat with just gray hair and a, you know, gray little Flavor Saver in a big Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah. They definitely wear Hawaiian shirts because they think they're like big fat potty animals.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm crazy. Look at my Hawaiian shirts.
I typically don't listen to the radio either. And when I do, I end up just yelling.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. But I listened to WROR the other day in Boston. It's kind of the oldies. It's not the oldies station, but like they do a lot of like classic rock and shit.
Are they home of the rock?
No, they're not home of the rock. Oh. I don't know what they say they are. I don't know, but they got these idiots on in the morning, Lauren and Wally, and they do all this wacky shit. And they have a thing called the WROR Employee of the Week or something. And so the reason why I was listening is because my mother won the contest. So Sue is on there picking her own songs. And they're like, oh, hey there, Sue. How's it going? And she's like, oh, hi. I want to listen to the Beatles. And like, they were just being all wacky radio voicey. And oh, it was so douche. I was like, I can't. If my mother wasn't on here, I would not be listening.
Now, was she dedicating songs to you? Was she like, this one goes out to my son, Greg. Greg, have a good day at work, honey. Love, Mom.
She did not do that. I think she did say that she was going to pick songs for certain people, but I was like, I don't even know. She had to ask me, like, she's, I don't know. She's like 55, and she's like, Greg, who sung the Honey, You Are My Shining Star song? I was like, the Manhattans. She's like, thank you, I'm going to pick that. And then she picked, like, I don't know. She did a Beatles song, too, and it was good. But
I thought she would be going, like, Greg, who sings that Gangnam Style? Gangnam Style? Who does that?
You know, I've heard of that, and I've never even heard
it's
it.
It's a toe tapper.
A toe tapper? Oh, I don't know. It was really douchey.
This song goes out to a chance encounter I once had with Robin Urich.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
She starts singing along.
Yeah, she's just singing.
They leave her on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Urich, you are my shining star.
Robert Urich. Yeah, no. You know, back in the day, because I remember listening to them, and I thought that they, like gave them money and stuff. And she got no money, and they were like, oh, we'll give you tickets to some event. And so she was like, I want tickets to see Seinfeld, because he was going to be at Foxwoods. And they ended up getting some tickets to some musical or something that no one really cared about. And I was like, these prices suck.
Well, yeah.
I mean, obviously they give shitty prizes, but, you know.
Well, nobody listens to the radio anymore, so they can't sell advertising.
Yeah, that's true. All the advertising that they do is terrible, because it's local companies that are getting it for wicked cheap.
Yeah. It's all Crazy Eddie kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie.
You know Crazy Eddie, don't you?
Who's Crazy Eddie?
I think it was more of a Jersey thing. I think he was in Jersey. But he was like, I'm giving him away. I'm Crazy Eddie.
Yeah, I don't know this guy.
Oh, I was going to say, we'll look him up on YouTube, but you won't be able to see his face.
See, I enjoy the guy around here, Dollar Bill. Do you remember Dollar Bill?
No, but I have a feeling that Crazy Eddie is going to be like Dollar Bill.
Well, Dollar Bill owns it's a dollar store, I guess, but it's this big fucking store, and he has these, like, not infomercials, but almost like an infomercial. It's like Saturday mornings, and he runs around his store, and he wears an umbrella, you know, the umbrella hats?
Oh.
He wears one of those with dollars taped to it. And, like, hanging down, like they were dreadlocks or something. And he wears a tank top and shorts. And he runs around his store. Like, I mean, he's, like, all jacked up on something. And he just talks really fast. He's like, oh, we got this, we got that, we got this. Look at this, look at the Fisher-Price toys. Blah, blah, blah. And he just starts throwing shit around. And there's, like, people in the store, like, shopping. And he's just disrupting them. And I'm not even, like, he's throwing stuffed animals. And he's like, look at this, you can find that. And it's like, what is wrong with you? Like, he has to be on coke. There's no other way. He's just insane. He's been doing this forever. And, look him up. look him up on YouTube or something. Father Bill, Dollar Bill.
I just tried looking for him.
Yeah,
and I couldn't find him.
Oh,
but yeah, no. I guess Crazy Eddie. I think Crazy Eddie was like New York, but Crazy Eddie kind of did the same thing, and he would talk real fast. But he was in like the late 80s, or I think, or something, and he was like, do you need a color TV? Do you need a VCR? Do you need this? Do you need that? Well, we have the lowest prices around. You can get them anywhere. Crazy Eddie's, Crazy Eddie's, Crazy Eddie's.
Wow, that sounds a lot like Dollar Bill.
Look around. I guarantee you won't find the prices anywhere better. I'm practically giving this stuff away because I'm crazy.
There's a guy who runs this restaurant near the college I went to in Bridgewater. And he does these commercials sometimes, but there's also like this local food show called the Phantom Gourmet. Anyone who lives around Boston knows.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
what Phantom I'm talking Gourmet. About.
Yeah.
And they just highlight local restaurants in Boston, or sometimes they go down to like Rhode Island or New Hampshire and stuff. But there's this guy, he owns this place called Emma's, and he pretends to like be insane. I don't know. Like, and they show him like running around the bar with his arms flailing like a madman. And he's just like, oh, my God, you can't believe it. Look at this pizza. So we just always do impressions. And we're like, I'm practically giving this shit away. And he's just like talking about how cheap his price is. At these prices, I must be insane. And like, he's just really lame. I don't know. I don't like him.
It kind of sounds like he stole that bit from Crazy Eddie.
It sounds like exactly like that. I don't know. But I also heard that Dollar Bill, that he might be kind of going out of business, which I'm not that surprised since he's selling things for such a low price.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I found him.
Hey, I've seen him on there before.
Oh, my God. He really does have, like, dreadlocks.
Yeah, of dollars. It's insanity.
Oh, this is terrible.
Are you watching him run around the store?
He's like, wake up. I can't even do it. He's like, now wake up your mother, wake up your daughter, wake up your son, wake up your sister, wake up your cousin. Wake up the whole family and come right down.
Yeah, because he does this like early in the morning on Saturdays. You watch it, it's like 7 o'clock and he's just going nuts. And it's like the only time you really see it is if you wake up and you're like, oh, I can't get back to sleep. I'll just turn on TV. And there's this guy just acting like a maniac. He's nuts.
You gotta stay focused. You gotta stay attention.
Is that what he says? Yes. You gotta stay attention. See, he is on drugs. That's probably why he's going out of business, because he's spending all his fucking money on blow. He's bumping rails in between commercials.
He's talking about selling candles for Valentine's Day. And he's like, we're going to give you this whole case for a dollar. Oh, even the cameraman's having a crap.
Having a what? A crap?
That's what it sounded like.
I don't know what else it could be. He's fucking mental. Is this on YouTube?
Yeah. $1.99.
I mean, I'll admit, his prices are good.
Wait, what did he just say? This guy needs a subtitle.
Like, he thinks he's like...
I think he just said, I'm the Stud Muffin Maximus.
Oh, he would say something like that.
Oh, man. He is, wow, he is something else.
Yeah, I told you.
Wow, I just,
Yeah. Anyone listening, if you want a little bit of entertainment, check out Dollar Bill.
We are gonna have to we're gonna have to put that up on something. He kind of looks like a fat John Waters too.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad description. Yeah, he's terrible, but awesome at the same time. That guy's been on forever. Like, I don't really remember a time when he wasn't on TV.
He is just screaming. Okay. Hang on, I'm watching something else incredibly fucked up. What? Okay, hang on. I gotta. This probably isn't gonna make the show because it's a very visual bit. But how do I send you something? I forget. Fuck. There we go. Watch that video. Oh my god.
Hyvät naiset ja herrat, television katselijat, seuraavaksi vuorossa.
Ufo porno! Ufo porno! Ufo porno!
Do you think they're all men?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You didn't watch the whole thing, though, did you?
No, just like a minute.
Oh my god!
I couldn't tell their genders. Well, it was.
It looks like they're all supposed to be like pregnant or something.
Yeah. They all have like stomachs.
I don't know. I don't even know how we can describe it.
I don't know, but I think I'm gonna have to post that on people's walls on Facebook.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That was related to Dollar Bill's Discount World.
Oh really?
That was the number one video on the right hand side. It was UFO porno.
UFO porno.
I guess it's basically guys dressed up as aliens that seem to be pregnant, and they're not
having sex.
They're not having sex. They're just humping and like rubbing their bellies.
Yeah.
And dancing, and there's like, I don't even know how you would describe the music in the background.
It's very like it's something out of like Austin Powers, like in the 60s scenes.
Yeah. And then there's just a guy going, UFO porno.
Yeah, isn't like he's Spanish or something?
Very strange.
I mean that's definitely one of the stranger videos I've seen. And I've seen some shit.
Yeah. If anyone has seen shit, it's you.
Yeah.
So would you like to follow up on I don't want to say a friend of yours, but a person you've talked about before?
Yeah, always. I love revisits.
Some people have a home gym and others have a home theater. Zach Bagans goes one better. He has his own dungeon.
He has a dungeon.
Yes.
See, he definitely has a gym, though, too, because he's jacked. But anyways, I want to hear about the dungeon.
He does not have a barbershop, though, so.
Oh, he doesn't have a barbershop in his house? Because that's always...
I mean, I'm going based on his ridiculous hair.
Ugh, he's an idiot.
I think he just has one of those attachments for his vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that sucks up the hair?
Yeah.
With a little blade. Those are weird. Remember when they used to advertise those on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while. I think because no one liked them.
I don't think they worked at all.
I can't even imagine. I don't know. I mean, I remember seeing those as a little kid, and like, if you're skeptical as a little kid, you're like, I don't know about that. Like, that's a problem, because little kids buy into everything.
Yeah, you're like, Mom, this seems like a bad idea.
Like, I don't think I would do that. It's like the first time I saw a commercial for NADS.
Oh, you know, yeah,
the heroin. I was like, I don't think I'd name my product that.
Yeah, someone wasn't thinking on that one.
Yeah.
The star of the Travel Channel series Ghost Adventures has a private dungeon underneath his home that he has decorated with real human skulls and other artifacts he's collected over the years.
Ugh.
So not creepy, I guess. I would find it very disturbing if he had real human skulls.
What is he, Ed Gein all of a sudden?
Yeah. I think it's Gein.
Whatever.
Anyway. They're very creepy, though.
I agree.
And this is a quote from him. I collect a lot of cursed objects. That's probably why I have a lot of problems. Yeah, oh. that's the reason.
Yeah, that's why. It wasn't your creepy upbringing or anything like that. That's why you can't find a shirt that fits you. He's cursed to roam the world with tight shirts forever.
He's like Bruce Banner in the old Hulk show.
He's just constantly busting out of his clothes. Or he's cursed to walk the earth.
He keeps going into clothing stores and trying on all the shirts, and none of them fits. And then as he walks out of the store, they just play the sad walk-away music.
The Lonely Man theme?
Yeah. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. And like somebody, another employee come from the store walks in and goes, "Hey, who's that guy?" "He's cursed." And then they go next week, and it just shows him walking into Target.
Do-do-do-do. What a loser. All right, so why does he do this?
I don't know if it says why. It's a very short article, but let's see. One such artifact is a human skull that Baggins keeps under glass. He said the spirits that haunt his dungeon had a strange reaction when he brought it down.
So the glass will stop it.
The exact time that I put it in here, I got mysteriously dragged up to my bed.
Oh.
Other highlights in this den of doom include the teeth that actor Gary Oldman wore in Bram Stoker's Dracula. He loves the film so much that it's the only movie allowed to be shown in the dungeon's concrete wall. What?
What an asshole.
I guess there was supposed to be an S. So I guess he won't let anybody else watch a movie down there in the dungeon.
So he watches movies down there?
But only Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Why? That's not fun.
Is this guy married? Does he have kids?
Hold on. Let me look here.
I really love the idea of him, like, getting up one day, or, like, he's away ghost hunting and he comes back and his wife's, like, downstairs watching, like, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days in the dungeon.
I was going to say the Golden Girls, but...
Well, I figured his wife would be younger than, 80, so...
Well, hey, so what? You have to be 80 to watch the Golden Girls?
No.
I realized today I follow the Golden Girls on Facebook. Because it was like, quote, Blanche. And it was like the quote. And I was like, oh, man, I must have listed that as one of my favorite shows on Facebook. Which I did. Is this – you're reading the article off the Huffington Post?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't tell me if he's married, Greg. I have to know.
I know. I'm not going to go into that because you already have it.
What I want to know is if there's a chance of him coming home and his kid is watching Hannah Montana in the dungeon surrounded by human skulls, because that kid won't be fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even get his own Wikipedia page.
No, I know. It goes like to the Ghost Adventure I can't talk. Ghost Adventures page.
He moved to Las Vegas to become a documentarian and a wedding disc jockey.
Oh, so he had only the highest of aspirations. Actually, you know when he had his first encounter with a ghost? He saw a ghost of a woman at the foot of his bed in Detroit. It was probably just someone trying to rob him.
Probably.
I'm looking right now at the basic tools. The evolution of technology that the engineers we work with electrical engineers that have worked at NASA. Yeah, right. They are designing this equipment for us, Baggins says.
NASA is developing equipment for him?
Or at least engineers that used to work for NASA. here's the equipment. A Melmeter. M-E-L meter. It may look like a cell phone Zach Morris would have owned, but it's really used to pick up electromagnetic energy. Spirits are made of energy. This can detect the energy. It's like a metal detector. That's his description.
Ugh.
A digital recorder. Got one of these lying around? You can use it to talk to ghosts.
No, you can't.
False. Once you identify some inexplicable energy, record yourself talking to a potential spirit and play it back on a speaker. These microphones, this is his quote, these microphones will pick up sound that we can't hear, Baggins says. They'll pick up sub-frequencies, and when spirits speak, they can speak within these frequencies in the white noise that's generated by the recorders. He's so full of shit, it's not even funny.
Ugh. And he's like, I'm an expert. I've studied this.
I know things.
Between becoming a documentarian and a wedding disc jockey.
Oh, he's
I
just
studied
so...
the paranormal. I was reading his a few paragraphs in Wikipedia, and I totally misread this. It says I'll read it how I read it. I read, for some reason, in 2011, Baggins hosted a concurrent spinoff program, Paranormal Challenge. What it actually says is, for one reason in 2011.
I would have liked it better if it said, for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason he did this. I don't know why.
Some reason this jerk off was hired to do this.
What is this? On September 28th, 2012... Paranormal Paparazzi aired, which Zach produced. And why doesn't he have a C in his name? Was he trying to be different?
Oh.
Just play the sad Hulk walking away music and go away. And then in the last part of the article just says, the idea of living in a haunted place might scare some people, but Baggins thrives on the paranormal activity and even encourages it. And this is a quote from him. I like to dungeonize things. I know this is legitimately haunted, so sometimes I'll just put objects down here, and when I take them out, it's like they've been dungeonized.
Is he serious?
I'm going to say yes.
Ugh.
I mean, he shouldn't be, but...
Yeah. I found a little article, because I know that he was like on an album with one of his favorite bands. I think we may have mentioned that last time. So this might be a little interesting.
Is he in the white noise picked up by the microphones?
I don't know. They got It sounds so stupid. Let's see. Zach Baggins, host of the Travel Channel's popular paranormal series Ghost Adventures. It's so popular that it only airs at like 2 a.m. Side note by Greg. has joined forces with Lords of Acid at Lords of Acid's Praga Khan. Praga Khan is, I hope he's related to Shaka Khan. For a creep fest they've christened Necrofusion. The album is due to hit stores on October 23rd, just in time for Halloween. Oh, man, was that yesterday?
Oh, that's why I did the article then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a douche. They don't mention the CD over here, though.
Each one of the 11 tracks on Necrofusion not only tells the story of a departed soul who has not crossed over yet, but also includes an actual audio message from the spirit.
Ah!
Armed with a special recording device, Baggins has encountered inhabitants of the spirit world during his paranormal investigations, reached out to communicate with and question them, And then, when a spirit chose to communicate, he recorded the spirit's EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. Aha. Uh-huh.
So, he used a special recording device, also used as a, also known as a digital recorder, which people may apparently have lying around the house, according to his words.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he, a special device that he purchased at Radio Shack, basically.
You know what, I'm gonna make a wild guess here, but I'm gonna say that the shittier the voice recorder, the better it is for paranormal activity, because the microphone will pick up more bullshit.
Oh, yeah. There'll just be 10 times as much crap that they're like, oh, yeah, that was him saying yes, or, you know, like, come here, you know? And it's just like, it's someone in the next room, like, taking a dump. It's like, I heard that.
He heard what we talked about last episode.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, I heard that. That was a ghost. A ghost of shit's past. Let's see. They ask him questions. To your knowledge, has anyone ever done this? Incorporated the actual words of spirits on an album? And his answer is very lengthy. I'm pretty sure this is the first time this has ever happened.
What an asshole.
What inspired the project? I've had some really close encounters with the other side. They chose me to do this. I was doing this all before a TV show. They chose me to communicate with them. They chose my path as a paranormal. And we have to look at technology as a whole right now. It is so advanced and moving so fast, and the digital age is allowing us to take a deeper look into the other side. This technology I have found with my team is amazing.
Ugh.
And we are figuring out how to tap into the frequencies that these spirits squeak. Ugh. I'm sorry, speak. He says speak. I said squeak. And for all the skeptics out there who I love addressing, yes, we are hearing voices from the dead. And that has fueled me to present their voices with the medium that's best. That's the best way to convey an idea, through music. It's the most powerful way to send a message. It's blown me away and blown a lot of other people away. The level of what is coming through is amazing, and I want people to hear what these spirits are saying. Oh boy.
What an asshole. So I wonder what these songs sound like.
Well, there's actually a sample here of a song called Room 20. The name comes from, let's see. In 1999, actor David Strickland, do you know who that is? Oh, known for his role on the NBC sitcom Suddenly Susan, committed suicide in Room 20 of the Oasis Motel in Las Vegas. Over a decade later, Baggins spent hours in that very room trying to connect with Strickland's departed soul for Ghost Adventures. The results of that investigation can be heard below on the track Room 20 from Necrofusion. Let me see if I can play it here. I bet it's terrible. Let's see.
It's very creepy in here. There's a definitely an uncomfortable feeling in here. And right now, I'm going to try and talk to whoever's here.
I think I've had enough.
Wait, can you skip ahead and see if there's anything, any like actual lyrics, or is it just him talking over music?
Let me see. Oh yeah, here we go. This doesn't have to be a mystery. Right, hold on, maybe we'll get some little. This sucks.
All right.
I thought he was going to start talking again. Wow. All right. Well, I'll definitely be picking that up. That's for damn sure. I wonder how much this is going for on iTunes.
I'm going to guess they're asking at least $10 for it.
I bet they are.
Now, if people are actually paying $10 worth, I don't know. Oh my god.
People really like that show.
He's such a douche.
He's just very, I just don't find him to be very genuine. I'm okay with people being weird if they're genuine about it, but I feel like he's just a complete fraud.
Agreed.
I don't think that he's actually that weird. I think that he just makes it all up.
I don't like, I don't care for him.
I just don't like him.
Oh, I don't like that he's like, yeah, well, we did this thing with the music, and it's you can hear me talking to him, and it tells their story, but really, from the few minutes that we heard,
it's just him.
Yeah, it's just him talking to a room.
Talking to a room.
Well, he's not actually talking to anybody else, is he?
I mean, I don't think.
I mean, so. Unless
he's a piece of garbage. I mean, that's obvious.
There's
Let's see.
I don't know. But despite that, Zach Baggins, please don't sue us for playing 30 seconds of your song on our show. Because we're not making money from it. It's just commentary. I don't know if there's any kind of a if there'd be any kind of a copyright infringement. But then I would feel like there would have to be some kind of like a legality involving recording the ghost voice and then sharing that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be?
Doesn't NBC have something to say about that? Suddenly Susan?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if they would, but I mean, I feel like somebody should. Because he's not giving authorization. The family isn't.
That's true. I mean, not that I think he would really care. Let me see. I'm curious about something here.
About the laws involving recording ghosts and posting them? Yeah.
Yeah, you're curious about that too? Posting ghost voices?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can I just do that? Is there any kind of a legal thing?
I don't think so. I mean, who really owns it? All right. Suddenly Susan. Oh, Brooke Shields. I didn't realize she was in it. Judd Nelson was her boss.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
They're the only two people I remember from Suddenly Susan.
Cast member David Strickland committed suicide in Las Vegas hotel room on March 22nd. Strickland's death was incorporated into the show's third season finale, which was turned into a tribute to his character. In the episode, Todd has gone missing, and Susan spends the episode desperately attempting to find him. As the episode progresses, Susan learns about a number of good deeds that Todd had done around his neighborhood that she never knew about. Interviews with the supporting cast also appear throughout the episode, with each character sharing their personal experiences they had with Todd before his disappearance. As the episode comes to an end, Todd's favorite song, Praise You by Fatboy Slim, plays outside in the street as Susan and her co-workers sit in a circle praying for Todd's well-being. At last, the phone in the middle of the room rings, but the camera cuts away before the news of Todd's fate can be revealed. The episode ends with a video footage of Strickland and entitles "The Gods of Comedy Looked Down Upon You and Smiled."
Huh.
That is quite lame.
Interesting. I mean, it's good that they worked it in, but it feels very heavy-handed.
Yeah, but then it got canceled in the fourth season. So, you know, yeah, a lot of times shows, they can't handle that death, you know? Like, what was that? Remember the John Ritter show? Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter or something?
Yeah.
He died. They had the show about it, you know, like they incorporated it into the show, and then I mean, I don't think it lasted more than another like half a season after that.
I think it lasted at least a season, because then they had James Garner come on as like his dad or somebody's like the grandfather.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never watched the show. I just, I was just a fan of John Ritter from his Problem Child days.
Not Three's Company, where he had to always pretend to be gay.
I was a little young for Three's Company. Although I did watch it sometimes on Nick at Night. That Suzanne Summers, she was one hot tamale.
She was something else. Dumb as bricks, but something else.
Yeah. She was always kind of dumb. But I think that was her character. I couldn't remember. Was she dumb in Step by Step?
I don't think so. Because they had the one really dumb guy. Cody. Cody. Yeah, that's it. Who lived in the van.
The van. Yeah. And then Patrick Duffy. He was great.
He was really dumb. I don't think she was. But didn't she have a hair salon? And then didn't she, like, wasn't it in, like, the back of the house?
Really? Was it? I don't remember.
I think at one point they had it so that, like, you, like, walk through the house and, like, you were in the back in the kitchen. And then, like, there was a door in the back of the kitchen. Well, there were two doors. And, like, one led to Cody's van in the driveway. And the other one you walked through. And it was, like, her salon. I think there was a separate entrance for other people. But for some reason... I mean, that show was really just like a Brady Bunch knockoff, but...
It was, yeah, that show was ridiculous.
It was just the two of them getting together, and they already had kids, and I forget...
They already had the kids, yeah.
Where did Cody come from?
Cody, I think, was Patrick Duffy's, like, nephew. I think that was where he came from. He was related, but not a son. And then he had all the sons, and she had all the daughters, right? Wasn't that how it worked? Or maybe not.
I don't think...
Oh, no, I don't think it was split up like that. I think it was just, like, 3 and 3.
Yeah, I think it was a mix.
Yeah, because they knew if they did it the other way, it really just would have been copying Brady Bunch.
Because I think she had one son that was young and real nerdy.
Oh, that kid was wicked lame, yeah.
And, like, they were, like, and like he had to look to Patrick Duffy to like, learn how to be a man. And then I think Patrick...
Who else would you want to look up to?
I mean, that's who I look up to now, even.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick. Let's see. Okay, who's the foster... Okay, so the foster family is Carol, Suzanne Summers, eldest daughter, Dana.
Oh, yeah, Dana was hot.
The second daughter, Karen, and then his son, Mark, and he was seen as the nerd.
Yep.
And it says Ivy and Penny did not appear after season one, but it doesn't list who the fuck Ivy and Penny are. Oh, no, yeah. She runs a beautician studio from her home with her mother, Ivy, and sister, Penny.
Huh. I don't remember those
characters. Eventually, with Frank's help, she opens a bigger studio at a standalone location. Yeah, so she did have one. She had one at the house. And then the Lambert family is Frank, Patrick Duffy.
Yeah,
that's
Patrick Duffy, yeah.
The oldest son, John Thomas, also known as JT.
Oh, yeah, he was a douche.
Daughter Alicia, who they called Al.
I don't remember her.
Youngest son, Brendan. I don't remember Brendan either. Who the fuck are
they? I kind of remember him.
Oh, wait, I think I remember Al. I think I kind of remember her. Because she had to use the girls from the Lambert or from the Foster family to learn how to be a girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because she was like a wicked tomboy.
Yeah, she was the tomboy,
right?
One.
Yeah.
And then I kind of remember the youngest son. And then, yeah, Frank's nephew, Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, Cody. Yeah, he was always just getting high out of his mind in the driveway.
Yeah. He holds a black belt in Taekwondo.
Oh, Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember them integrating that into the show a little bit, him doing the Taekwondo, which, I mean, was just absurd.
This is how out of date his Wikipedia page is. It says career, it goes through everything, and then at the very end it goes, in recent years Mitchell has acted in several films and made guest appearances on JAG, NYPD Blue, and ER.
Oh, yeah, very, very recent.
Yeah, very, very topical stuff here.
JAG. Oh my god. Why don't you tell me about how he's been on Nash Bridges? With Cheech.
Oh man. JAG was on till, when was JAG on till?
You know, I bet it was later than we think it was.
Probably.
Like they canceled JAG like last year.
It's probably still on. Can we just
it's just JAG's on Friday nights and we just never see it.
let's see.
It ended. I'm honestly surprised it lasted that long.
I'm surprised. Well, okay, it was on for 10 seasons.
JAG was on for 10 seasons?
Yeah.
How does JAG last longer than like Seinfeld?
I got scared though because I was originally looking at the DVD release dates and season 10 came out in February of 2010. I was like, oh my god, how long was JAG on for? JAG was on really for like 15 years. But no.
Longest running show on cable, JAG.
JAG was on until 2005.
Oh my god.
Let's see. Well, I guess, let's see. It is still apparently regularly airing on USA Networks, along with
La Femme Nikita.
Oh, no, I was going to say along with NCIS.
Oh, yeah. At least that's modern. God. Yeah. <Jag. laughs> Fucking JAG. If you asked me, before you talk, if you had just asked me, when did JAG end, I probably would have said, like, 2000.
I can see that. So, I think the best part about JAG, though, that I remember, because it never made sense to me, so it's always stuck out since I learned this fact. Because in the beginning, they would have to explain how he was how he became like a JAG officer.
Yeah,
how he was like a lawyer, and they were like a decorated command pilot, stricken by night blindness. And I was like, "What's night blindness?" And it was explained to me that, you know, he couldn't see at night, so he couldn't fly on missions anymore. And I'm like, well, then how the fuck does he become a lawyer? Like, how does that transfer?
Oh, yeah, just it's a smooth transition.
I feel like if he was such a good pilot, shouldn't he be, like, training new pilots?
Yeah, he just fly during the day. Right?
Well, he can just train people.
I don't know. A lot of people watch JAG.
I think JAG was pretty popular. I mean, it was on for 10 seasons.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was as high as the number 15th most watched show in 2001. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of crap on TV.
When was Cody on JAG? Oh, he was only on in 2002. Okay. So it survived a little ways after.
Cody was the host. The straw to break the camel's back.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
JAG was killed by Cody. He got too fucking high.
The last three episodes he was in, the shows ended. The last three shows he was on, they all ended.
Man, he's just no wonder he hasn't been doing anything.
He was also in a TV movie called This Is How the World Ends. He was on the Love Boat, The Next Wave.
Oh my god, I remember that.
He was on Dallas, apparently a bunch. I guess that's where he met Patrick Duffy.
Oh, where they rekindled their relationship.
Yeah, let's see what movies he was in. He was in Death Before Dishonor, Spike of Bensonhurst, Kickboxer 2, Kickboxer 3, Kickboxer 4. Class of 1999, 2, The Substitute, Gangland, Luck of the Draw, Slammed, The Failures, appropriate, and Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Child star, yeah. I would like to point out that...
Oh, please tell me you play Spike. Sorry, go ahead, and then I'll...
Do you know who the star of Love Boat The Next Wave was? The main star.
Mark Harmon?
No. Mr. Robbie Young. No.
Oh, man.
Only lasted two seasons.
Wow. I bet your mom has all that on DVD, though.
Set aboard the cruise liner Sun Princess, Robert Urich starred as Captain Jim Kennedy, a retired and divorced, with teenage son, U.S. Navy officer. Ooh, Heidi Mark was cast as the cruise director.
Do you remember watching it with your mom, and your mom being like, oh, he's so dreamy. He's so good with his son. He'd make such a good single dad. He just needs someone to help him.
I know that my mother loved the original Love Boat.
And then, this had Robert Urich in it, so it's good all the way around.
Yeah, I don't know if she ever watched. I bet she watched at least a couple episodes.
Oh, I bet.
The Love Boat. She's got it on DVD someplace.
She watches it, and she watches it by herself.
Get the fuck out of here.
Can I tell you about the Spike of Bensonhurst?
Please.
In the film, the protagonist, Spike Fumo, played by Cody, is a young Italian man who lives in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and aspires to be a boxer. However, he falls in love with a girl who turns out to be the daughter of a mafia boss.
Oh, no.
As he is forced to leave, he moves to Red Hook, Brooklyn, a predominantly Puerto Rican section of New York City, where he falls in love with a girl from that neighborhood as well.
Huh. That's actually what happened to me. same type of situation.
Okay.
You remember that Puerto Rican girl I went out with? Same thing.
Does that mean that you also dated an Italian girl who was the daughter of a mafia boss?
I wish. Because I definitely wouldn't have let her go. I definitely would have been like, you know what? Hey, can I just work for your father?
All right.
That would have been awesome.
Fun fact, Ernest Borgnine was nominated for Best Supporting Male for the Independent Spirit Awards for his performance in this.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, the standards must have been really high.
Would I make that up, really?
Of all the things you could have said.
It was also the last film directed by Paul Morrissey. But not because Paul Morrissey died.
Just because no one would give him work anymore.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's still going around trying to make movies, and he's going, I got Ernest Borgnine nominated for a Independent Spirit Award. Come on, I'll make you big. It was 30 years ago, but...
Let me see here. Just seeing who was in the original Love Boat. Anyone noteworthy? No, not really.
No, but I know Khan was in the original Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was.
Yeah.
You know, The Love Boat, its final season, though, the show's name was The Love Boat. Its final season, though, it was just known as Love Boat. Apparently, the was a little too much for some people.
Hmm. They took a meeting with Sean Parker, and he was just like, just call it Love Boat.
Love Boat. Getting weird. A 1979 episode of another Aaron Spelling series, Charlie's Angels, had that show's characters trying to recover a stolen statue while aboard the Pacific Princess on a Caribbean cruise. All of the Love Boat regulars had cameo appearances.
They don't do any good crossovers anymore.
No, they really don't.
What would be a good crossover?
Nowadays?
Yeah, I think they should have like the Big Bang Theory show up on NCIS. Or NCIS LA with LL Cool J.
Hmm. What if like
just have that randomly happen?
What if like CSI New York and SVU got together?
Yeah, but that would never happen because they're a different network.
I guess.
I'm trying to think of things that we could make happen.
Oh, that you and I can make happen?
Well, no, that would be a little bit more within the realm of possibility. Maybe we can start a letter-writing campaign or something.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The last TV show-related letter-writing campaign I did was trying to get What's-Her-Face back on TV. I can't think of her name. The fuck? Punky Brewster.
Oh, I thought you were going to say B. Arthur.
No, she's done.
You wrote a letter to get Punky Brewster back on TV?
Yeah, I tried to get signatures. I got a few. People were into it.
What was her name? She had a weird name.
Salil Moonfry.
Yes, there you go.
Look her up. She's hot. Have you seen her since the show?
No.
Dude, look her up right now.
All right, hang on. Were you trying to get the show back on or just her on TV?
No.
Were you trying to get, like...
No, the show. Punky. I mean, I would rather her now.
You were trying like to
Punky
get...
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster. How old were you when you were trying to do this?
I was in high school.
So you were in high school trying to get Punky Brewster, the show, back on TV. But how old would she have been? Okay, hang on.
At that point, she was hot.
Let's figure this out. All right, you know what? She is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. And that's going off of her Wikipedia page. And that's usually a terrible picture. All right, so she was born...
Yeah, and you know that's hard. Google image here, there's some hot pictures.
All right, but hang on. All right, she was born in 76. And okay. When were you trying to do this? Were you a freshman in high school?
Well, I'd say like a sophomore. So it was like 2001-ish.
All right, so she was 25, right? Yeah, she would have been 25.
No, I didn't even want new episodes. It's just that they never show old episodes of it. I wanted repeats.
I thought you were trying to get her to come back on and resurrect the Punky Brewster character.
Like, no, I didn't even want like new syndication. I just wanted old episodes.
Because the show went off the air in 1988, So you were trying to get her to come back 13 years later.
I'm very timely with my requests.
And in your letter, you were like, "Dear Ms. Brewster, you could do Punky Brewster, the Hawaiian wedding, and I could play the groom."
I've seen pictures of you. You got nice tits.
Please hang on. I'm in high school and have to go jerk off now. Sorry for the stains on the page. I'm including a picture of myself, and then you just cut out a picture from a magazine.
Oh, yeah. Some hot dude. Wow. I was just Google image searching her, and I was typing into Google, and one of the top searches was Salil Moonfry breasts.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what's under that? Feet.
Oh.
It all comes back to feet.
But anyways.
I prefer from that era. I'm going to stick with Danica McKellar from Wonder Years.
That wasn't Winnie Cooper's name, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Winnie Cooper.
I love Winnie Cooper. That was her name? Yeah, I guess that was her.
That's
her,
No, that's her real name, but yeah. Danica, whatever.
Yeah, I know. And she looks fantastic now. Yeah. I mean, I always loved Winnie Cooper, but yeah, she grew up. She looks good. Birthday good.
I won't lie, I'm a little bit turned on by the fact that she's also kind of a genius.
Yeah, she's very smart.
I think she is actually technically a doctor.
Oh, really?
I think she's like a doctor of math or something. And also, I believe that is a picture of Susan Sarandon with the dildo. All right, weird pictures come up sometimes.
I love Google image search. Where else can you find Susan Sarandon with dildos?
I mean, I'm sure if you search Susan Sarandon with dildos, but
I bet she probably did a lot of fucked up shit back in the day.
Ooh, this is a good one too, of Kelly Kapowski. I don't know why she came up in this one. She's okay. I mean, this is I love the very 80s picture of her.
Oh wow, yeah, wow! Look at that! Look at those suspenders.
And the jeans that go to her navel. Very hot.
But you can tell she had a hot body, you know, despite the jeans covering half of her.
Yeah. The black girl on that show is like bipolar or something.
I heard, yeah, she's out of her fucking tree.
All right.
to put it nicely.
Okay, now I'm going to be honest. Now I'm just looking at pictures of Kelly Kapowski. There's some good ones. There's a terrible face tattoo of her that somebody had done.
Oh, someone's got a portrait of Kelly Kapowski.
The shirts of her wearing the real high jeans, and she's wearing jackets over a bra, so she's wearing the bra as a shirt.
No, is she like Sue Ellen Mishke?
she wore a bra as a shirt. Oh. What a fucking asshole. There's a picture of Justin Bieber wearing actually, I think it's the same picture I just sent you, wearing a Kelly Kapowski shirt. He wasn't even alive when the show was on TV, I don't think.
Fuck him.
What a fucking chooch.
He is a chooch. He's a giant, giant chooch.
I think they should do a...
No, they should not do a reunion.
No, I was going to say they should make... they should do a Saved by the Bell movie.
I hope different cast?
Well, yeah. It would be... Let's see. I'm going to guess it would probably end up being like Scarlett Johansson as Kelly Kapowski. Rihanna could play... what's her face? Lisa Turtle. Zach Morris would probably come back and play the principal. And Screech would still be played by Screech. And he would just be hanging out creepily.
But Dustin Diamond, how the mighty have fallen.
I don't know who AC Slater would be.
Mario Lopez.
No, I don't know. It would probably be like some wrestler or something like that.
Oh.
They would probably, or like some boxer or something like that wants to be a star.
Yeah.
Or they would do, you know what, if they were to do a Saved by the Bell movie, I think they would have to do it like they did 21 Jump Street, and they would have to make them all new people.
Yeah.
Like, all new characters, but then, like, Screech would show up, and Zach Morris. They could all pop in.
Let's do the pop in.
Because they're all not doing anything.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not busy. Did any of them end up doing... Like, none of them have a career now.
Well, Jesse Spano made it very popular to make fun of Showgirls.
Oh, yeah.
And not take caffeine pills.
Yes, because it's a little too much for her.
I love that. Mario Lopez, he hosts stuff now, doesn't he?
Yeah, actually, he was the biggest success.
I don't remember what he hosts, but he hosts something, right? Some talent show or something? He's doing stuff.
Yeah, well, he also hosts, like, stuff on E!, doesn't he? Like,
maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
He, I don't know. He shows up.
He's still making money.
Let's see. Zach Morris did, what is he? Well, he did, he was on NYPD Blue for a while.
Oh, yes, you're
and
right.
And then I think he's a lawyer, like some, not a real life lawyer. I think he's a lawyer in some TV show on like TNT or TBS or something like that. Maybe not TBS, because I don't think that's a show Tyler Perry would do, but Lisa Turtle went nuts, so I don't think she's doing anything. Kelly Kapowski's in White Collar. Screech is making like weird pornos. So.
Yeah. And he did celebrity boxing.
True. Did he do anything else? I don't think he's done anything else.
No, I don't think so. I mean, that shit that we just mentioned wasn't even noteworthy, but
that he made a weird sex tape?
Yeah.
No, I think that is.
Well, I guess. Who the hell wants to see Dustin Diamond's dick?
Wasn't it weird, though? Didn't it involve, like, shit sex, too?
I don't know what it involved, but I know it was... I'm pretty sure it was weird. Like, it wasn't normal sex. Like, I don't know. It might have been, like, bondage or something.
Let's see. I'm gonna regret this, but, see. I don't want to see anything, right? I just want to know. Well, here, we'll go in Urban Dictionary. Homemade porno starring Dustin Diamond, famous for his role as Screech in Saved by the Bell. Bell has been changed to smell as Diamond performs a dirty Sanchez, now referred to as a dirty Screech on one of the girls in the film. Because it's called Screeched, Saved by the Smell.
Oh, okay. So that was it. That was his poopy thing.
yeah, it's weird. And so this has been But You're Wrong. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourewrong, and on Twitter at @BYWPodcast. Don't forget to give us a little rating, give us a little like on any of those pages on iTunes, on Stitcher. And we'll see you in a few days with a new episode. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And go try a... Find Punky Brewster in syndication. You won't, unless you do, and then let us know, because Greg really wants to find it.